Hare Krishna. So, here are three questions for today. Bhakta Gaura Hari, how do we swim in devotee association? And how does that give pleasure to Krishna by that association? The qualification and the characteristic of a Madhyama Adhikari is his ability, her ability, to interact and associate with the devotees of the Lord. Rupa Goswami gives the six means by which that interaction and those relationships can be cultivated, and so on. And when we practice these activities and when we cultivate them and ultimately perfect them, then that becomes very pleasing to Krishna, because Krishna is always in the association of his companions. Krishna is never alone. And therefore, being Krishna conscious means to be devotee conscious. It means gopi bhata parakama udasa dasa nudasa. It means being the servant of the Vaishnavas. Tadira charana seva bhakta sanivas. And janma janma hoye vyas. So devotees show Krishna their sincerity in serving him and going back to Godhead by knowing that service to him means service to devotees, and not even that, but that actually service to devotees is more important than service to him, because it's more important to Krishna than it is to him. So and how to swim. When I heard this word swim, it's a very nice terminology that we often hear in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also swam in ecstasy. Anantam buddhivaranam patitolam puramrita swadhanam. The Sankirtan, chanting of Krishna's holy name, is like a great ocean. So particularly these loving exchanges in and along with the Sankirtan of Krishna's holy names is like a wonderful ocean. And devotees are like fish, or perhaps porpoises. Porpoises are very playful, and they're always diving and sporting in the water. They can stand on their tails. They can play. They're very playful. And Vaishnavas, when overcome, or they come under the influence of devotee association, the effect of Nam Sankirtan, then they really swim in this wonderful ocean of pure devotional service, and seeing which Krishna becomes very, very pleased, and he showers his mercy, he blesses devotees with his own pure devotional service, and in that way devotees enter into the realm of eternally swimming in Krishna consciousness with other like-minded Krishna conscious souls. Then Chaitanya Chandra Das is saying that comment on parents allowing their children exposure to Barbie, Batman, Superman and the like in books and films. I was a little disappointed to see one Gurukul child the other day clutching a Barbie book. An apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So no doubt when whatever children are playing with, whatever they express, is a reflection of where their parents are also at. Ultimately, little children don't invent Batman and so on. The only way they come in contact with it is through their parents, or if they're associating and playing with other children. Either non-devotee or devotee children who have already come in contact with such things. So if parents are not satisfied with what Srila Prabhupada has given us in Krishna consciousness, with the heroes that he's given us, the literature he's given us, and everything that's available from that in terms of devotee interaction, and the different types of amusements that that can afford for themselves, then the same will go for their children. All our children are not Prahlad Maharajas. And my comment, the first thing that comes to mind is that it's a lack of faith in Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada gave us everything, or a lack of faith in Krishna consciousness. That, yes, that's what faith means, that if I simply follow Krishna's instructions, then all my needs are taken care of, all my family's needs are taken care of. There are so many heroes and stories and other facilities available to children, just as in the case of Uddhava, who played with deities in his youth, Lord Nityananda and his friends, who enacted the pastimes of Krishna's pastimes. These are what Krishna conscious parents absorb in and encourage their children to partake of, and they turn their faces from things like Batman and so on, by giving them better heroes and better heroines to emulate, and also explain to them why these things are not good. And while this may take time and energy, what comes to mind is there's also a real aspect of laziness. Yes, all of these things are available, as is, for instance, movies and television. So it's very easy to engage a child by sitting them down in front of a TV or giving them ready-made toys, rather than taking the time and spending time with them and engaging them directly, which is one of parents' duties, to engage their children, and not let the television be the nurse, or video, or computer, or so on. To think that these things are not destructive is really to belittle the influence of the material energy. Certainly they are. They will have their effect, unfortunately, and they will contaminate the minds of little children, and decrease, very much compromise their chances for a pure Krishna consciousness future. And the last question comes from Nishinga Krishna, who's quoting Srila Prabhupada's purport in the Bhagavad Gita, where Prabhupada says that the atomic soul is floating in five kinds of air situated in the heart. And when the soul is purified from the contamination of the fine kinds of material air, its spiritual influence is exhibited. So he wants to know more about these five kinds of air. Probably details of these are to be found in books dealing with Hatha Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga. Krishna mentions these airs in the sixth chapter, Apane Jivuti Pranam, Prana Pranam Tatapare, Prana Pranam Tirutva. When we talk about airs, these are subtle airs. The word air is something that we can relate to when we think about different types of gases: oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, helium. These are also gross airs, and then there are also subtle airs. Because generally, air just means, for us, we only have experience of one type of air, and that's the air around us, which is one. But here there are different types of air, different types of subtle gases. In the same way that gases have characteristics according to what molecules, atoms, they're made of, similarly these subtle airs are influenced by the karmic reaction, material desires that of the living entity, and therefore they screen the living entity's view of the world around it, making him very self-centered, and they actually obscure his own view of his own identity. And so Chaito Darpanam Arjanam, this is called consciousness, is observing the world around you and observing yourself. So this chaita, or consciousness, when it becomes purified by contact with pure devotional service, by contact with the Lord's holy name, then these airs becomes purified, and the natural condition of the soul can become manifest. There is also mention of 10 types of heirs, but all of these details I'm not so conversant with, but rather their effect all of us can perceive by the state of our own consciousness. Hare Krishna.